things to happen. Anyway,
you are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So today we explore the biblical perspective on what constitutes temptation and how it differs from sin. Understanding this distinction is crucial for believers striving to live a holy and righteous life. We look at scriptural examples and teachings to clarify the nature of temptation and the steps we can take to overcome them. And we are joined on the line by my partner, Pastor Munga, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am good, my pastor. We are good, Mfundiswami. Thank you for joining us once again.
You're most welcome.
Indeed. Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Father who art in heaven, we are thankful that you have given us another moment to come in presence. We pray that your spirit is going to lead us to a deep understanding of your word. Our relationship with you that you led to temptation and peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundis, I don't know if you are speaking through headphones or something. There is an echo that we are getting.
Yes, I'm speaking through headphones. I just want to give excuses because I
perfect.
Hard to ask you from someone. Are we all right now?
Now this is very clear, Mfundis Swami. Perfect.
Thank you. I disconnected something. We are right.
Yes. So, Mfundisi, we're speaking about all things temptation. Ooh, temptation. To our listeners, if you also do have questions, do let me know on +27 734 703 520. Mfundisi, what does the Bible, how does the Bible define temptation? And how does it differ from sin?
Thank you. There is no a single definition that we find in the Bible about temptation, but from what it talks about temptation, we can define it. That temptation is a trial in which a human being has a free choice of being faithful or unfaithful to God.
Mm-hmm.
Temptation is not sin, but yielding to temptation is sin.
Mm.
And this is when we come to 1 John 3 verse 4, where now the Bible defines the sin.
Mm.
And it defines sin as lawlessness.
Mm.
Whoever commits the sin, whoever commits the sin, that means talks about lawlessness. In other words, when we talk about lawlessness, we are talking about ignoring God's law by action or neglect or by tolerating wrongdoing. It is to be unrestrained by God's command and his will.
Mm.
In other words, sin is to fall short of God's glorious standard.
Mm-hmm.
So sin is a trial that comes to every human being in which we are free to remain faithful to God or to be unfaithful to God.
Yeah.
And temptation is not sin, but yielding to temptation is sin.
So when now we understand, Mpundisi, the difference between the concept of sin as well as temptation, how can it help us now, with our walk, the spiritual walk? Because sometimes you are tempted and, I have sinned. No, it's not that. And then you sin like, So when we understand the two concepts and how they work together, for lack of a better word, or how they differ or how they relate to each other, how does it now help us in this spiritual walk that we are on?
Thank you. We can find a lot of assistance from James chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, where it says, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God.
Mm.
For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
Mm-hmm.
So, when temptations come, we are enticed. It's just like in the water, you put a hook and a bait there.
Mm.
The fish has got a choice to do. The purpose of the bait is to attract the fish.
Yeah.
But the fish has got a choice to get this bait or to let it go. But as we are different from fish because we are one.
Mm.
When you see this, you don't. When you do this, this is what will happen. So we are enticed, and when we give in to that enticement, then, and which is out of our own lust, then we are driven in sin. So meaning we cannot blame God, like, no, it's God who did this, or it's another person who did this. No. It's our own lust that drives us. When we are enticed, when we are tempted, the devil will bring something, and it's your choice to get it or not to get it.
We are told, or we are taught, or we learn, Mfundiswami, it depends where you stand, you know, in this journey of Christianity. We are told or taught, or we learn that Eve was tempted, and then by the snake, and then she did whatever that she did. But what lessons now can we learn from such people, such as Adam and Eve, David, you know, we know what happened there. The issues maybe, including as well Jesus, because Jesus was still plain tempted by the devil. That one, there was no reading into scripture. It was clear, you know. So what do we learn from such people in the Bible about the temptations that they faced and how they handled them?
Thank you. I appreciate the list that has been given of Adam and Eve. They are given there as a pair. We have got David, and then you have got Jesus regarding temptation and sin. What we understand from the Bible is that we are all exposed to temptation. All of us, whoever steps on this earth, is exposed to temptation. Jesus too. To resist or to yield temptation is an individual choice. We are all exposed to temptation.
Yeah.
But to resist or to yield to this temptation is an individual choice. Christ overcame where Adam and Eve failed. If Christ had not come, we could have been given Adam as an excuse. In my language, we have got a saying to say, "Tulibantuvanyama." You know, we are men of flesh, men and women of flesh, so we commit sin. But the coming of Jesus, it nullifies that. Because he lived, the same temptations that came to Adam and Eve, to Eve in particular, came to Jesus. Talk about appetite. Jesus overcame there. Talk about position. Jesus overcame there.
Yeah.
So what we learn there from Christ is that Christ overcame where Adam failed, Adam and Eve failed. Christ was fully God to give us power to resist the temptation and overcome sin. When Christ was living on earth, he was fully God to give power. Meaning when you depend upon God, you can overcome temptation.
Yes.
And then he was also a fully human being. So gives an example that a human being who depends upon God, the way Jesus depended upon God all his life on earth, that human being can overcome. Daniel, as you are there from January 1 to December 31st, it is possible for you to overcome in thought, in word, and in action, and all the listeners.
Yes.
Because Jesus stands an example that it is possible for a human being depending upon God to overcome all the temptation in your life. Jesus stands an example that we cannot refute. Unless there's someone today who can say, no, Jesus fought it in this way or that way.
True. So, when now we pray, right? With everything, I know, Shame, me, sometimes I'm like, you know, sometimes we bother God. You know, and God is not about that. He wants us to pray about every single thing, even if you feel like, ish, you know, this one here, I'm just troubling God. But prayer is the key. So what role does prayer play in resisting temptation according to how the Bible teaches us, or what the Bible teaches us, Mbundiswami? When we pray, what happens to these temptations that we have?
Thank you so much. Jesus mentioned something to Peter, and he says, the devil tempts you, but I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you. So prayer plays a very significant role.
Yeah.
I can pray for you. You are not even aware of my prayer. And meanwhile, you are passing through a tempting moment somewhere. So that prayer that will be offered, it will help you. In the morning as you wake up, you pray, Lord, I don't know what I'll come across today. But you know, I'm praying for power to overcome. So that also helps. Prayer works in intervening in our lives in terms of temptation. Because wherever you are, Even if you are on an island alone, you can commit sin. Because your thoughts will leave the island.
Yes.
And you can commit sin alone.
Alone. Yay.
Yes. You can physically be there on a Tasmanian island. But you can commit sin alone there with your thoughts. So no wonder prayer plays a very critical role for us in terms of overcoming or resisting temptation. When that prayer is absent, then we easily give in to temptation and then we are overcome. And when you are overcome in one area, you are preparing to be overcome in all other areas.
Yes.
That is very critical. When you overcome in one area, you are also preparing to overcome in one area. So when you are overcome by temptation, the other temptation may also knock you down because there is already a downward path, a downward slope that has been made.
Yes. So, Mfundisi, you know, there are those who know scripture like yourself and are able to interpret it. There are us who are still struggling even to memorize Guti Konje. Where is this scripture in the Bible? You know, we just have that difficulty. Not that we don't study it, Mfundisi. We study, but now when I want to quote it, I will tell you, Guti, there is a scripture that says that resist the devil and he will flee. But where in the Bible? I don't know where to find it, but I know it's there. And there are those who don't even know that there is such a scripture, Mfundisi Swami, that even exists, you know. So how can now studying the Bible help us in overcoming this temptation? And what scriptures in particular can we use, you know, when I can say, good, brothers, the way you are dressed, you are tempting me, you're my mind. And then I think about that scripture, you know, Mfundisi Swami. So what are some of those scriptures?
We have got, for example, Psalm 119:11. Thy law have I hidden in my heart so that I do not sin against it. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. God is hidden in the heart. It's one thing to have the word of God in the mind, in the thought. It's another thing to have the word of God in your life, living this way. There are some professors of religion, professors who know the Bible, but they are heavy smokers, they are heavy drinkers.
Yes.
But now we are talking about, when you talk about knowing scripture, you are talking about applying, living that scripture. So when we hide the word of God in the heart, when temptation comes, this is what helps in overcoming temptation. And we have got an example of Jesus you mentioned in your opening remarks.
Yes.
Jesus was tempted. And he had only one weapon against temptation, and he overcame. And that is the word of God. His word was, it is written.
Yes.
It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone.
Yes.
It is written. Man shall not do. It is written. The word of God, when it is hidden in the heart, it will chase away sin. And when the word of, when the sun is seen, is allowed in the heart, the word of God will go. It is like light and darkness. They can't be in one place. When you switch on the light, you don't have to drive darkness away. No, it's just God.
Yeah.
So it is with the word of God. When we hide the word of God in the heart, this is what helps us. In other words, Jesus is the word. When Jesus is living in you, he is the one who fights sin. Like Paul would say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Yes.
The strength to overcome temptation only comes from God. Not from your education, not from your environment, not from any other place, but it just comes from God.
Yes.
Temptation is so serious that you mentioned Adam and Eve. These are people who are living in a perfect environment.
Hey.
And themselves, they were also perfect.
Yeah.
And they would talk to God face to face. But Eve yielded to temptation in such an environment. So temptations are not something that we can play around with. We need the word of God 24/7. Whoever you are, whether you are a pastor, whether you are a bishop, whether you are an usher, you are whatever, whoever you are, you can only overcome by the power of God in your heart and in your life.
Yeah.
No more, no less.
Okay, Mfundisi. You have said it. You have said it. It's all about the power of God, and we need, you know, to study those scriptures. I know, Shem, listeners, may you forgive me. I always say, even though I struggle with knowing which where this verse is coming from, but I know the verse. You know, I know the verse. So at least let's get somewhere. Know the verse, gay. Even if you can't tell us it's in Timothy or Corinth, it's okay. But know the verse, gay. You know, and God will help us one day. That when I say this verse, I even tell you, you know, where it's coming from. The God, you see, Mfundisi said, good, it's all about the power of God. So, Mfundisi, as we have laid the foundation today regarding defining what temptation is, basically, then we're going to end it today. But do you have any closing words regarding this definition of temptation that we have had? And Mfundisi, after that, I'm going to ask that, can you please do offer a word of prayer for our listeners?
Thank you very much. Our closing word for sure is like we open that temptation is a trial which as human beings we face, and we are free to remain faithful to God or to be unfaithful to God. Mm. Temptation is not sin, but yielding to temptation is sin. Sin is lawlessness. Mm. Sin is disobeying God. And we have got Jesus as the head of the human family, as an example that each and every human being has overcome sin through the power of God. I can overcome sin through the power of God. Every other human being can overcome through the power of God. We have to pray for that power so that we overcome in all our lives and in everything that we do. We can pray.
Yes, please.
Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you are so near to us. The way you are near to your Son Jesus when he lived among men, leaving us an example that gives us shame when we give excuses when we commit sin. You are standing ahead of the human family that it is possible for all the children of Adam and Eve to overcome sin, to overcome any temptation, to resist each and every temptation when we depend upon you. We call upon you, Lord, to give us that spirit continually, yearning for your word, and hiding your word in our heart, so that like you overcame using the word, we can also overcome using your word. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you for coming through. Tomorrow we're going to be having another conversation. May you have yourself a blessed day.
You are most welcome. God bless you and God bless our listeners.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.